These researchers are attempting to hide information that doesn't support policies roving violent mobs are attempting to impose at the blunt ends of bricks, sticks, and guns. This bias and cowardice is only the tip of the iceberg of the scientific corruption we've been seeing increase since perhaps the scientific method became accepted as a valid way to perceive reality. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still watching on YouTube, I implore you, go to Brother Andre Marie's website, Catholicism.org, and subscribe or buy the series Philosophia Perennis and take Thomistic philosophy for yourself, because you don't need the science, as they call it today, to understand reality. All you need is scholastic formation. And understanding reality is just conforming your mind to this. What is truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. My reality says that's solid. My reality says that's air, that's a gas. There's something there. I can't see it, but it's there. And my reality says that's liquid. There we go, Cosmology 101. You and I just proved reality. I didn't need any science. All I needed was my senses. My sense of sight, right? My sense of sight shows me that that's water. My sense of taste tells me that's liquid. And also in combining with the touch of my tongue, that it's liquid and it's water. My sense of touch, again, shows me that this is solid. My sense of sight shows me that it's paper and that it's solid, right? My sense of a combination of the senses tells me that this, when I'm grasping at air, that there's air, that there's not a vacuum betwixt me and the camera lens, for example, that there is something there. It's air. And how do I know it's there? My sense of what? Wow, my lungs just filled up with something. What is that? It's a gas. It's nitrogen, oxygen. Some may think I was full of gas before and I didn't need to inhale. You're full of hot air all the time, Church. You don't need science to interpret and know reality. You know the old adage here, if a tree falls in the woods and no one is there to see it or hear it, does it still make a sound? Most people will sit there and have these philosophical, or they think are philosophical arguments about it. The being, the essence that is the tree, does not require my intellect acknowledging it or my sense of sight seeing it to exist. The sound that it makes when it hits the ground does not require me. Folks, this is just a simple crash course, really quick, in simple reality. Reality is not made by the mind. Reality is brought in through the intellect, through the senses. That's what it. This ridiculous notion, we have to have science to understand the world around. Well, it can help us, but it can help us for what? So that man can take advantage of it. Not so that man can get on his knees and grovel. Science is not a being. It's a process. Science from scientia, meaning what? To know. Back to joy. Another pervasive recent example is, of course, the use of science as a shield for politicians to make largely arbitrary, ill-informed, and oftentimes abusive decisions about how to handle COVID-19. In recent months, we've been told that science says so many contradictory and even flat-out false things, it's hard to even keep track of them all. That is correct. By the way, if you're enjoying this video on YouTube or listening to it on the free preview stream, please join us. Dr. Jones asks you to join culturewars.com. I fully support the magazine and his work, and I ask you to do so as well. That's my plug for Dr. Jones. I ask you, and as he said, Mike, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Jones. support the Crusade Channel. We are completely and totally independent, the only radio station of its kind on planet Earth. Why not join us? We want you to join us. We need you. I need you. Complete me. It's easy to do. I'll give you 30 days free. 30 days free. We're usually behind a paywall, folks. We took the paywall down during all these crises because we think people need to have access to the truth. But you could join us, and we need you to support us. CrusadeChannel.com/go. CrusadeChannel.com/go. You know, we almost broke a YouTube record today. No, not even close to a chat room record. Not even a sniff. But you could talk about all this. Ask people in the chat room if you have any hangups. Or call us. 844-5-CRUSADE. 844-527-8723. Our call in line telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. You can make a contribution also to the Crusade Channel in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. So far today and this week,
0.0
on the contributions which are necessary. So three things. You can join the Crusade Channel, crusadechannel.com/go. You can contribute to our cause and not be a member. It's the same thing. crusadechannel.com/chat. And you can make a contribution to the chat room. And the third thing is you can become a super rabid fan of the channel and promote us out there to people that you know. And let the word of mouth be our advertising. So those three things, thank you in advance for all of them. I want to go back to Joy Pullman. Science says don't wear a mask, she says, except that you absolutely should wear a mask. Even though it isn't recommended by medical scientists using data from other respiratory disease outbreaks, but it's still helpful. Or actually, it's not really, according to the Centers for Disease Control in 2017. Yeah, you should still wear a mask, or else, who knows? Science says gathering in groups will spread the corona hoax, except if those groups are thousands of anti-America protesters crowding together on hot streets. Oh, wait, yes, that actually does spread the disease. And so does attending church, but not going to the grocery store. While going to the beach is dangerous and you will die. You hear me, citizen? You will die if you go to the beach, citizen. Except being outside is actually about the safest place you can be. By the by, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. You need it. Get it free, oh charge, don't cost nothing, from the sun. Joy Pullman accepted there are second waves of transmission in hot, summery places where lots of people are outside. The science said summer would slow the virus, except now it's not. And you need to stay inside, except when you're going to go outside. But you don't dare plant your garden when you're out there or go to your cabin because you'll die. But other people from other states can go to their cabins in your state because science. Plenty of public leaders are insisting science says kids shouldn't go back to school, even though medical organizations point out that not going to school is more dangerous to kids than going, and so is the flu, over which we never close schools. Swine flu, no school closures. H1N1, no school closures. Even during the great flu epidemic of the winter of 1968-69, no school closures. Why not? Science hadn't evolved, I guess. Even when science... the Centers for Disease Control also never recommended closing schools. Yet still schools are closing and only partially reopening and acting like teachers should get special employment privileges that nurses and grocery store workers don't. Then there's this. I want to wrap today's program up with this, and then we'll go to Mr. Barrett. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online, the last live radio station standing. I'm thinking that the Crusade Channel, that the chat, or that the chat room contribution button must be broken. It has to be broken. There's no way we went through an entire 3-hour discourse with awesome content and an awesome, rare, exclusive interview with E. Michael Jones. And we took in how much today? Wow.
0.0.
Man, you guys are awesome. Ms. O'Connell's in the other room shaking her head going, I don't get it either, King, dude. I don't. Who knows?
Permanent vacation? Hey, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, they'll sit. Well, yeah, we'll go on permanent vacation and just not come back one day. And you guys, what happened, KD? Well, no, they shut the electricity off, dude. I don't know. Maybe people went to the store and bought a bunch of stuff. MikeChurch.com/shop. Maggie's shaking her head going, no. Maybe they went and became Founders Pass members. Hey, Maggie's shaking her going, no, dude, didn't happen. Mike, your audience is telling you you suck today is what is happening here. That's what's going on. Okay. All right. That we can deal with. We can improve me. Let's talk about Bill Kaufman for a minute. I know that the people that published the American Conservative Magazine website, that I died to them 5 years ago for some reason that they've never let me in on. But maybe someone that knows someone that works at the American Conservative Magazine and the American Conservative Magazine website can relay a message. Some of the people you have writing there aren't conservatives, and they really anger a lot of people, make them go like, I'm not reading that magazine anymore. What happened to all the good guys? And then some of the people you have writing there are conservatives, and they're great. Pat Buchanan, Michael Warren Davis, and Bill Kaufman. You need more Bill Kaufman and less of the other guys that I didn't mention by name. But then again, you got kicked off of satellite radio. What do you know? Well, at least I made it on the satellite radio. Didn't see that one coming, did you? So I've interviewed Bill Kaufman twice. Met him once in 2011 at a CPAC. Liberty PAC. Ron Paul's old convention that they used to have. And Bill's a good guy. Bill Kaufman is second only to Richard Barrett, is the planet's largest fan of minor league baseball. He's even written a book about it. I think it's a real story of the Mudville Nine or something like that. But Bill's one of these guys that has pros like Chesterton, and you just can't read Bill Kaufman without getting what he's writing about and without actually being transported there in kind of inside the mind of the writers, what the great ones do. And then laughing or crying about it or going shaking your head going like, wow, that's good. Kaufman has a FA out today at the American Conservative Magazine. Here's the title. If conservatism doesn't stand for a home, then it stands for nothing. The movement was poisoned at its root or rootlessness, but it can be revived.